This is Shir Bian. Halachas of Yai Nesach. The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, that professor and days, Eil Dvarim Shalat Dekachavim, Asurim, 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 Asurim. These are things that, from Avodah Zarah, that's also, it's also Banah. And one of the first things he mentions are Yai. And he more learns out from Sukkim. And he more also says that in the Flam Aleph, Alman Aleph, he more says, Stam Yainam is also Bano. And Rashi speaks out, the reason is, Shem Zerah is Yai Nesach, is Zerah of Yai Nesach. The Mechaba says, in Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph, says, Stam Yainam, Shalamim, Arvdek Vachavim, also Bano. Stam Yainam of Goyim, is also a no. If they're not Manasseh, it's not by the Zohar. So it's also a no. What do you know, Yain Shalonu? Let's say if they touch our wines, it also comes also. Why? So Ramos says, Meshum, Xeris, Yain Shesacha Lidam. Xera of wine that's in the Sacha Tabba de Zohar. That's Xera. And it's even also by no. So it's Manasseh there, Ramos says, Shein Shkiach Shumo is Naskam Vadis Kachavim. The Mizmanah there, Goyim, the name Nasach Tav Yisrael. Yes, I mean the Magar Vechavim Biyam Shalom Ein Asabano. So some people say that the wines today are not Asabano. Rak B'shtiya, it's only Asab B'shtiya. Echein Stam Yain Sheh Lahem Ein Asab Lahan Semena. It's not Asabano. Echein Mutter Ligva is Vechavim Yer Vechavim Stam Yainam Neidav Kasim Yadam. You're allowed to, let's say if a guy owes you money, he can't pay it back, he wants to pay back a wine, and that's the only form of payment you can get back. If not, you'll lose the whole loan. So then the din is, you're allowed to be going to a chayv. If they pay it back in shavu kes of yayin, it's like matzum yadam, that's okay. Who had the Mishai Hesed? Who had the Nanyal Hesed? You're going to Abba Kana, by mistake he bought it, or Mocha, or he sold it. Al-Khathila Asik Naisa Machit Lishnakaba. Al-Khathila, Ramon says, you're not all business. Now, you can't have a wine store that sells Stam Yainam. You have to sell kosher wine, but to sell Stam Yainam, the first day Ramon says it's also. And then he says, V'yesh Makirim Gambazer. And the Shita Tamekah, that there's nothing wrong with doing business. It's Mutter Bano, just Shtiri can't. But Vitaila Achman. Ramon is all Vitaila Achman. So in short, Ramon brings down 2 days. 2 days. 1 day is, even the time of the Gemara, even the time of Chazal, it was also by no, that's only in their time. And therefore, Stam Yain was also because of Zeris Yain Nesach. That's how we ask the Stam Yain. All of his man Azer, it's not Shir to person Mis Nasach, so it's Mutter by no. This is 2 days. 1 day holds, it's just to be Matzah Yadim or other Hesed Mutter. The second day holds the Mutter Chalai from Bano, it's only ends up. Yes, it's time to Achman, but Mika did it's okay. The Taz, over here in Sifkan Aleph and in Sifkan Beis, Taz says, Mazda, he explains it like this. He says, the reason why it's also B'shtiya, Asbinei Seyam. Let's just say, fine, Pasakim, Bishlakim, this is because Asbinei Seyam. So, man, that's why he asked the drinking. Because you come and you come friendly, you get to know each other, and you come to intermarry, as they say. And the second, and the reason why it's also, and the Askazeris Yain Nesach, then they ask it even by Noah. And now it's Bato Tam and Naskim, so you go back to Tzrek Zeh became Bato, so you go back to first Nisah, as they say, it's also B'shtiya. If the first day holds, they only mask only Mokum Hesed. It's no more Chama than Pasakim and Bishlakim. And their base holds that it's Mutti Ibn Chatzchila. That's how Taz explains this halacha. The Shach in Sifkan Beis brings down Bach, that's Mazur Vigachidish. He says, the first day holds, even if the Nasach Rav Aizah, but since the Goy Mechutzah is not the only idea of Chavim, not the real Idol worship used to be, it's only meaning I'm saying the Yidayim, so that's that the Nasach Rav Aizah is not called Nisach. And since they don't know to Rav Aizah, so maybe that's why his man is there, it's Mutter. That's what the Shach explains. Over here, the Shach doesn't say what he passed in the Dina. But he says over here, Over here in Sifkatan, hey, he says, I'm a common Simchov Dal Sifkat 9 Aleph. And there he says clearly to look in Simon Kukhov Hey Sifkatan 9 Aleph. Over there, if you look over there, he says, if the Dina, it's a Paschal Dina, it's only Mutum Makum Hefset. However, the Shach in Simon Kukhov Hey Sifkatan Base, there is a steering shot, and the Taki is a steering shot. But in one place the Shach speaks out in Kukhov Hey Sifkatan 9 Aleph, he says Mutum Makum Hefset. But the Shach in Kukhov Hey and Sifkatan Base, there he says Mutum Makum Hefset. Ramash in the Chuba, in the Gitzmash in Chedebe Simon House, Paschkins, like the second Shita, just Yisach in the Chilach, but Mikha Din, it's okay. The Pisch Chuba over here in Sifkat Beis, Pisch Chuba speaks out, being down Levus Yisrod, and he says, they learned his mamet tzchus, they're allowed to do business today with Stam Yenam. If someone wants to have a store, or let's say, I don't know if you can own a bar, but let's say you own a store, a wine store that sells wine, non-kosher wine, you're allowed to deal with it. And there's always a tzchayit bar mitzvah, because on Yisrod HaBonah there's always a tzchayit bar mitzvah. The only shayit is negeya, because it's Stam Yenam. So there, the prescription knowledge is right when you do business with it. Let's say you have a store. Let's even have a kosher store. But you have a kosher clientele, so you want to service them also. It's like sometimes you want to have everything in the store, so they'll come and get everything at one time. So you're allowed to have Stam Yenam also. That's what the Shulah quotes from the Lush Yisrod. And in Daka Tshuva, being down other shittas, they're also Mako. And in Daka Tshuva, Sifkat Gimel, these are other chayin also, it's mutter to schayr at Stam Yenam, since it's due for Panasa, you can be saying on the Shittas and Mekilim, and you can be Mekil. However, it comes out according to this, even according to Rosh Yisrod, you come out to go buy Stam wine, to buy, let's say you want to buy a bottle of wine, you want to give a goyah present. You have a goyish mailman, so you want to give him a present, a bottle of wine. So buy a bottle of wine to give on the Moshe on the holidays before Christmas or before New Year's. Or whatever type of holiday, that even though it's always a schar from a sun, like we said, it says in Shkufi Zayin, then the Sif Aleph, that it's okay. However, if you mark the Chatzchil not to buy it, even though Medina it's okay. But let's say, it seemed to me, let's say if you get a present, let's say the guy gives you a present, a bottle of not kosher wine, he doesn't know, you know, the halacha, you can't drink wine, he thinks everyone, who doesn't drink wine? So they give you a bottle of non kosher wine, he gives you the present. Now you're stuck with it. What do you do with it? So I think that in such a case, you can send him, since Mikra Din, we pass on the second Shita, holds that it's Mikra Din Shmuta, just a Shahab, it's a Shahab, it's a Shahab, she tied to Mahma. But Mikra Din is okay. So if you have a bottle of wine, you're sure it's a Gersh bottle. By mistake, you bought the wrong bottle of wine, and so you found that it's not kosher. Or you find later, the Shahab, the Eksha. It's for some reason it's not a OU or CRC or something like that, but say you find later that the kashis is not for lezach. So the kashis is not for lezach, then if you allow, if you have the bottle of wine is too close, you allow, instead of throwing it into the garbage, you can give it to God as a present. Because Mikra Din, we pass him like a moisturizer, Mikra Din, we pass him like the second day. In the Mamor. Let's say someone has a bottle of kosher wine. That's not malusha. And the bottle of wine is closed. It's closed with a seal. You know, today we pass him by wine. Even though Mechaba says in Gini Kufiches that wine needs two chasimis, but the Meister, most paiskim hold Bizman Azer, you only need a chashuchen, and many other paiskim hold you only need one chasima. So today, when you have a bottle of wine, it's covered with a plastic or something on it, or a sleep that you can tell someone tampered with it. So that's a good chasima. Let's say, so make it then the wine is okay. The Mechaba speaks on your day kuchav dal and sipchav hay, that you have a bottle of wine and the gush touches the outside the bottle of wine and the bottle of wine is closed completely. It's closed with a seal. So then it's mutim b'shtia. If that's a bottle of wine, you go into the store, you buy a gush store that sells kosher wine, there's no problem buying the wine. And the top speaks out of it, because it's closed and sealed. One second, that's what I'm getting to. Okay? And the top speaks out over there, in Sifkat Mamadalad, that even if a guy shakes the bottle, especially in Shishach, Shishach means it's a guy used to do in the olden times, when they were away or where they was, they stuck their fingers in the barrel of wine and they stirred it with the hand. So that was the way of Avodah Zarah. So Zakta Taz, even though the Chayyim take a bottle of wine and shake it up and so on, but since it's in the pot, the only was that the Issa was Zakka in the putting the hand in wine itself. But the outside bottle, since it's not the Derech Nisa Zakka, so Mela, it's not. So the Taz speaks out. So Mela, if you have a closed bottle of wine, it's no problem whatsoever. However, the Daki Tshuva in Kukhav Gimel, and Sifkan Beis brings down from Sefer Taimai Mitzvahs, who brings out from Nachan Ababli. Nachan Ababli was a murder time, I don't know exactly who it was. And Sefer Taimai Hagen brings down also from Nachan Ababli. He says, I'll quote what he says. Re'ishi Ansem Anshe Meiser, Shechamiya Malasma, Shechafilo, Re'ez Ha'akom, Esayayin, Ve'ayi Reitzel Nishtais. If a guy looked at wine, he looked at wine, then they didn't want to drink it. Alpi shalai nasa by oil. Even the guy didn't even touch it. Kim and shenas the enabai, and by siyum bacha. Since they looked at it, you won't see siyum bacha from it. So therefore, this is what brought the Dakshur being down from Nasa and Nana Baba time of Hogan being down. But over there, if you look over there, it doesn't have anything about Kiddush. You ever hear some people have heard of it, that some people don't make Kiddush on wine that a guy looked at. This Nachan Ababli doesn't say a word about Kiddush. He writes to the order, even if you drink it during the week, you shouldn't do it. He doesn't say a word about Akpada, not use it for Kiddush HaMashmeh, stop to drink it all week we now shouldn't drink. However, I found a tshuva on Shabina Rav. Shabina Rav, in Chelek in Derech Meshon, Chelek Al Simchov Da'od, he means that Chassidim Anshei Meiser, Anoy not Mekadesh, on wine that a guy saw. Even so, Derech Suchas, the bottle is closed. Derech Suchas, they don't use it for Kiddush. And same thing I found interesting in the Chavos Yoreh, Mekor Chaim, the Sefer they printed, I think 20, 30 years ago, they found the Ksav Yad from the Chavos Yoreh, it's Pirish HaNor Chaim, it's called Mekor Chaim. So there he writes over there, interesting thing, he says, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, he talks about Kosh HaBracha. He says, Midas Chassidus, Lahakvid the Kosh HaBracha, V'Stak L'Shagoy. Midas is about Kosh HaBracha. So no, not after Kiddush, he knows Kosh HaBracha. But for Bechaz HaMazon, he used it for Kosh HaBracha, let's say for a bris. Kosh HaBracha, he used it for a chasana, under a chuppah, it's all Kosh HaBracha. It should be also. Then he says something else. Lechem V'Stak L'Shalisha Nida. Even the minhag was to be machpir, even if a woman neither looked at it, also they don't use the kosher bracha. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Balak that the chumra of Rabbeinu Nachman Ababli is only by a guy, or by Yishmael. By Yishmael, there's not a means chassidus. They only say by a guy looks at it, but if Yishmael looks at it, since they're not heard that by the Zohar, there's no issue. So come down according to the Ben Ish Chai, if a Mechal Shabbos, we'll see later on, we'll talk about Mechal Shabbos makes Yayin Netzach, but Mechal Shabbos looks at wine, then the stomach, even if that means Chassidus to your Machma, not to use the Yayin, you wine for Kiddush. The whole Schum is by your Goy. And even that, it's not brought down Shulchan Aruch at all. Righteous to Shulchan Aruch, like you mentioned, quoted the Mechaber before, that's Mutar Lechakir. The Mechaber, we said, says in Simen Kukhav Dalet, Sipchav Hei, that the bottle is closed, even if he sees it from outside, it's Mutar B'Shtiyah. That's the...
Right.
That's what Shmuel...
Today
they're not idea about the Zohar, right? Yes, so... Shabin Rav says that Shabin Rav 30 years ago was Nifta. Still writing today. Even now with the Zohar, right. If you say Chilki Shmuel, the whole nation is not out there by the Zohar. Since the time Muhammad, they became out there by the Zohar. So Meir says, Yishmol is different. So Yishmol is different. So Kosh came Chal Shabbos, certainly enough to mock with so much that he looked at wine. All right. Now we're going to require...
That's only
on Inim Avoshu,
right?
Only Inim Avoshu. We'll soon talk about Inim Avoshu. I'm going step by step. Okay? All right, now it's going to require, let's say... Yeah, so now we're talking about a bottle of wine that's closed, that's sosum, has a seal on it. Now we'll talk about Yayin Shein Mavosho, the bottle is open. When does it become Yayin Nesach, and when does it become Yayin Nesach? When can you drink it, when can you drink it? The Mechaber says, and Simon Kuf Chavdala Sif Yitches. I'm quoting. Nachal Oiv Kachavim Klisho Yayin. A guy took a Klisho Yayin in Kuf Chavdala. He took a Klisho Yayin. He picked up a bottle of wine. He poured himself, let's say, a glass of wine. Even though he didn't stir the wine itself, Nessa. Let's say he just picked up the bottle and Naga didn't touch the wine itself, then it's Muta. Just touching the bottle without removing it, certainly he doesn't ask it. So Ramos says later on, that's the Mechaba. So Ramos says in Simchot Dalet, that's Muta even if a guy picked it up. If he pours himself a glass of wine, then Ramachaba says that then is the wine that comes out. So why? Because it comes in kerch, he poured it, so now it makes the wine also to pour into the glass. However, Amor, in Simchav Dalet, Agri says, Muta, the Mokum Hefti says, and Muta even Bishtiya. And same thing speaks out the Shach, in Kuruk Kofay, then it's the Kunal according to Shitas Amor. The Mechaba says, Vaita, Hebiel, Shishach, Wainaga, he didn't touch the wine, so it was Muta. So Amor is Meisef, the Kosh, and Isa, the Gisa Kli. So Shach speaks out. In Sif Katan Nan Gimel, he brings out a document that says like this. Important document. V'chein anitama aksas anachnim asidu manshe so. Let's say a guy takes a bottle of wine and moves it one place to another place. And they ask you to throw out the wine. If you do that, you masu mamashe so. Let's say, yeah, they should not have a chod mekli, but let's shemnir shisha. The guy didn't do any shaking. He didn't touch the wine itself. He just moved the bottle. Chenir de lochosh kal. Kosh can be done. That the Navi El Avodah Zarah certainly showed its muta. So now the Shach Paskins, if a guy takes, let me finish, if a guy takes a bottle of wine and moves it from one place to another place, it's muta even Mishtiyah. And send me Paskin Ladina, the Chachmas Adam, and Kal, I involve ice tests. Now that's what we pour some, so the Samachlekes, the Chaber, and Ramah, if I take and pour a glass of wine, of kosher wine, I pour into a glass, the shayat, so the machlok is mechaba holds everything that's in that glass is also b'shtiya, and Ramah says the mokum has it, you're allowed to drink it. That's what Moshe did. What about the wine that's left in the bottle? You know, I pour from the wine. Now the wine that's left in the bottle does that become also not? So that also is machlok is a poiskim. The Ramchav says in Kuf Chochay Sefalot, he writes like this: Not all over kachavim kli shel yayin v'gbira v'yotza yayin. He picked up a bottle of wine and he poured the wine. He says, Nesta Bishtiya. Why? Because I'm Shireim Bami Kaikai. So not only the wine that goes into the cup, but also the wine in the bottle also comes asa. But my Neshisha Bekli asa. Down came Mishum Nitzik. Because Nitzik is a Chiba. So when I pour it into the cup, it's connected with the bottle. So maybe the whole bottle becomes asa. That's the Shita of the Mechaba. The Shach is, and the Shach over there, it's the kasha, the chayit to steer, and mechavis. The mechavis says in kuchav dal sifshi dalat that the din is what's nisha befinim is muta. Al sitzik is not a chibur, and here he says that it's the everything in the bottle comes also. So he blighted tzorchin, and he hands off the makom hefset yikrimeko. And same speaks out the shach of sifkum chavav dalat and kuchav dal sifkum ramad dalat. So it comes out there's just like the chayit of mechavra and ramad. There's a machlokes if the wine in the bottle, if the wine, I pour a cup of wine, does the wine become usa, does the kai come usa, it's only mutab mokum hesed, or it's usa gami, when the chavos usa gami, I'm always making mokum hesed, there's also machlaikas, if the wine that's left, that's the wine that's left in the bottle, it's a machlaikas if the wine is mutar usa. So it comes out as two machlaikas.
So it's
negeya. 1 second. What's a negeya? Chasinus. Okay? Chasna, you go to a chasna. So sometimes you have goyim that pour wine. So a lot of times the wine is mushal, which is not poshul. We'll soon get to about that also. But let's say it's wine, it's not mushal. So there's zikh, it's not mokum hesed over there. So when Moshe writes in tshuva, and he gets Moshe, your derech, and like bay, simon and aleph, that by chasnas, it's also to let goyim to pour a bottle of wine. That's not mushal. Even though we say that Shita is a maker makam hesed, that's mutim mishliya. That's only if it's, the wine is still in the kais. But And that's only Mokum Hesed. But there's no Hesed to do B'kvirs and do L'chatchila. So a Mela has to do it. So a Mela, it's also to let a guy for lying Shnab Avoshon to curses by Chassid. That's why it's clearly a Tshuva. And the person who has the Shaila says that the Hesed are wearing gloves. If the guy wears gloves, maybe he's like a Dalacha. So much as it's not Pasha Dan. It's just a glove. Gloves like Sirai Davacha, it's just you don't want to get your hands dirty, whatever it is, but it's still like it's important to be a dayim, and there's no have to wear gloves.
Right. Can you put the bottle
I'm going to get to everything, give me a chance.
Okay. You put the bottle of wine on the table, and let the people take this off, and they get up for the dancing, and the waiters come.
We'll get to it. I hope to get to it today. Okay? Next Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos.
One second, can I yit for it?
Can a frum yit for it? Yes. Mechal Shabbos are talking about now.
What about Nitzel?
Huh?
What about
Nitzel? From here to kosher wine, what's the problem?
In many weddings, you have a couple of goyim. They come, they hand their cup, and we'll get it.
Yeah. Can you give wine to someone who'll make the wine to Yainesach? We'll talk about that. Can I give someone some wine, and he's going, when the Friday drinks it, or Chal Shav drinks it, makes it to Yainesach? Can I give him a tchila glass of wine?
No, I ask you that. I
have
a simple question.
What?
Honor of Maestro.
Yeah.
By every wine tasting or chasna, you have goyim also there.
Yeah.
So when the groom here is marked to hold the wine and he pours it into the cup, and he's holding it, do you see Nitzavachimor and the rest of the bottle is trafe?
It could be a shayla. It's telling this machlok, as you mentioned.
Yeah, but a proof for his point, I don't understand your shayla.
Because of nature, the goyim is holding
it. Smutabano. He's not drinking, it's smutabano.
The guy is holding the cup.
Right.
He's taking it, right?
He's serving it to the next Jew.
He's serving it to the next Jew.
It's a problem. It's a problem. Yes.
Not
push it. It's wine to you. You're right. It's a problem. In other words, like this, if someone has, sometimes they have, I see in these big stores, like jewelers, these stores, sometimes they have a wine tasting. So they pour for guy and for Yidden. You're right. That could be a problem then.
Even though it's a from
person pouring it, it's a problem. Alright. Now we have to revive now. Does the Mechala Shabbos, does it make wine Yayin Kosher? Does it make Yayin Kosher into Yayin Nessa? Can you pour it? Is it mutter or not? There's a Rashba and Yivash that the Beis Yosef, calls the Simin Kuf Yitesana in Yerdea. And also to Rashi and Chulin and the Bahad, the Paskin. The Amuna Mechal Shabbos, that's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, he makes wine into Stam Yenam, into Asher B'Shtiyah. Mechal Shabbos makes it Asher B'Shtiyah. Zemi speaks out, Mechus HaKesef, in Kuch of Dalet, and Mechus HaKesef on the Taz, in Sipkan Beis, and also to Mog Avram, in Shinva, in Hecha Shabbos, Shinva Sipkan Chavdez, Mechal Shabbos, HaKoy Ba'Avad Ezra, and makes Yain Yain Esach. Sam speaks out to make Shiddov in the Tshuva, in our Chaim, Sim Yutes, in our Hatzvi, in your Derech Chukhei, and also Sipa Shkonoch, and Ayin Beis, Sipkon Beis, Sip Beis. All then also immersion in the Tshuva, in our Chaim, Chagim, and Simcha Beis. The Mechal Shabbos makes the Ayin Ayin Esach. And I heard once from a Moshe, even the Tinnik Shanishba, I want to ask him, what about Tinnik Shanishba? He says, there's no Nafkemina, Tinnik Shanishba, not Tinnik Shanishba, he told me, there's no nafkamina, it makes it Yayin Esach. Like they say over Chaim Biska, and never hapikurz, or echa nafikurz. So Mela, even he's Mechal Shabbos, it's been like a nafikurz, the guy is, and Mela, even though he's a Tinnik Shanishba, he makes wine into Yayin Esach. That was the Adoshitas.
Is
a, even though it's not Shai Chasnas. The Binyan Tzian, and the Tzufumach in there, in Simen Chelvei, Simen Chav Gimel, he's Mechadish, and also, he pulled the Al-Khayezer, Abchaim Erzer, and Chayla Dal, Simon Lam Zion, brings this down between Tzir and Dina, and it also Masha B'Chazanish, he holds like this in Yodei Simal Sipkan Vav, that here in the coins he's holding the sheet that's only talking, that if the person's Machai is a Tim Shanishba, and he didn't know about Dina Shabbos, there's a Makan, the Mekal, not to ask for the wine. And you've seen this Mekal. Shus Masham in Chelgal Simchov Alf in the Beis Yitzchak Yedei Chelbeis Kudiachin Simchov Gimel and in Ezer Chelbeis Simchei they bring down the Spinyan Tzim Adina. So it's a big machlokes of Paiskim. Most Mechal Shabbos today are Tinnik Shanishbis. The Shabbos say Tinnik Shanishbis are making it into Yain Esach Anat. Dem Lame der Heil in Chelgalos in Simchot Gimel says you can send a chantus in Yitzim b'shas et chak and send him by says from in Chitzitzot in Chelgimel Simchot Vol Vol Dalos however the Michas Alazam in Chelgalos in Nain Dalos he has done it in Yitzim and he passed the Dina there's no Mokam to Yimeko and send him Asher and Moshe and Kamachubis And your day Khalgalsim involved, your day Khalbasim Kuflamid days, they hold like that the Dina. So Maisa, we have so far two shitas. You have many shitas that hold. The Machal Shah makes it out here in Nesaf. You have a number of shitas that hold that it does it. The Tinish Nishwa, it doesn't make it into Yai Nesaf. The third shita. Third shita, how shy the third shita? See in a second. The Chuba Abi Alma from Abi Yosef. He writes, in Chelgalos, Yodei Simeon Aleph, in Eitz Chof Aleph, he says, even according to Shittas HaAsa, that Dafka, when you pour the wine, when it goes into the cup, then the dinner is the wine in the cup comes into Yayin Esach. Or he takes Stam Yena. He takes Yayin Esach and Stam Yena pours it, then it's Asa Atzchit Atznitzik. But if he takes Yayin Kosher from a bottle and pours it into the Kais, even it's Asa what's in the Kais, But still what stays in the bottle still stays, you know, it's mechalek. What goes into the cup, that becomes asa. But what stays still in the bottle doesn't become asa. He says the reason is, because the whole insa stays in the bottle is only drabonim, only drabonim. So drabonim can make up by someone who's a tunic shenishba. That's what he writes. However, the sense of most paiskim is that there's no if, that there's no chilek, to Michal Shabbos or Goy, and the din we hold that we mach nima Michal Shabbos. And even if the thing in Israel, we hold the wine, it comes out, so it doesn't make difference what you pour into a cup, what stays in a bottle, we hold a clear cup, when it's vice versa, it's sense of most ice cream, the wine becomes out, sir.
And not two?
Huh? No. Only the shtiga. Only the shtiga. Because you have to understand, one second, you have to understand what's the standard chumba. The Chayr, we got through the last 2 weeks and spoke about Pasach and Bishalach. Michal Shabbos, we said, why is the mutter? Because it's not Shai Chasmus. So if so, why is wine also? It's not Shai Pneseyim. It's not Shai Pneseyim. I think someone asked the question. It's not Shai Pneseyim. If you're married, you marry your daughter, if she's, if the children be Jewish, there's nothing wrong with Pneseyim, so why should it be also? There's a miri in Abba Dizar, in Daf Lamed Hey, he says like this, Chibis Yayin Esach, talk for Mekula. That's the Lashon he uses. And there's a Chubin Rosh, and Simon Shintada says, the Yayin Mechmir Yaisah, Kim Nishach Asnasach of Abba Dizar. Oh, Pax Abishol is not Shach. Not Shach to Nasach of this king. Not Shach to all things to Abba Dizar. But since Ashach is to Abba Dizar, then the Rosh and the miri says, Therefore, that's why it's Asa. The Moshe and the Tshuva is Mephah. He doesn't mean now, not the Smiri, not the Yavosh. He says on his own. The Moshe and the Tshuva, in the last Chelek, Gigas Moshe. In the Chai Chelek, similar to Zayin, he says, Yayin Esach, why is Yayin Esach different? He has the same kasha that he has over here. Why is Yayin Esach different? Because Yayin Esach, the Hikadin, with Mitzchil, is Asa Bana. If you're not, it's over the Zohar. And therefore, what the Gemara says, we machen even by Stam Yenan, it's also by Noah. So even by Muma, it's not Shai Chasnus, but Shai, that he did not say that by the Zohar. So Mela, they asked it even by Mechal Shabbos. That's what he says it says. So if so, they've come to according to here, that Kasha that bothered me for years, but I saw Michas Pitan that said a Shikul Teres, but I saw now, the Moshe Mechal says no Kasha. How can you sell wine to Michal Shabbos? So has a store open. He sells kosher wine. How can you sell to Michal Shabbos? As soon as the guy opens up and pours himself drink, makes the whole bottle, everything else, makes it also b'shtiyah. So you're mean Goyim, he makes it to Stam Yenin, Goyim to be Arvin Issa. That's selling it. Or let's say you have a guest, Michal Shabbos comes to you. You're pouring a glass through the mail. You want to pour a glass of wine, Michal Shabbos. You don't drink some wine during the mail. How can you give him to drink some wine? The chayra, as soon as it goes to this cup and he starts drinking, that whole wine becomes into stam yenam. So Chaya, you're not allowed to even pour him a drink. Three truths in here. The Moshe Metshuva in Arachayim, Kedekesim Lanzayin Ha'itzchas, he says, the reason we're Mecca by Michal Shabbos, the Emerson, you don't find the foolish in the place in the Shekhanah, that the Amor Ma'al Shabbos makes the Yayin Esach. Even though we called before the Beis Yosef B'Shem Al-Azra, and also the Kutekesef in Yerdea, Kukhuf Dal-Dalas, Antasik, when they've called it, but the Shekhanah, you know, Beis Yosef says it, but why did the Shekhanah write it? The Shekhanah didn't write it. Didn't say a word about it. So my says, it's not against the Mamish. But it's just a minute. A kapon of a dinner when I had not to drink it. The answer that got the Michal Shabbos touched. And Samela, since this is not bar, and it's Yosef Naita, that's the Asa Medina on the Tzat Min Haga, so Mela, you don't have to be Machna, and you can give Yain Kosher to Michal Shabbos to drink. That's where Moshe says. I found a Michas Pita. Michas Pita is not here. It's later on Simi Kufnan Aleph. And Kufnan Aleph, he says, you're allowed, he asks the Shaila, how can you sell wine to a Michal Shabbos, he asks. The Moshe told him, him to drink. He's asking, how can you sell wine, because he makes it to Stan Yenim as soon as he starts drinking it, so it's a Yisrael of Neiva, it's a Yisrael of Neiva. So he says, there's no Shaila of Neiva, since it's only Shaila of Neiva, you buy the wine at a different store. It's only Messiah. And by Michal Shabbos, there's no Yisrael Messiah. But the Vaisal of Michas Pitam, he didn't hold like a Moshe Tetzer. Moshe held the Chalas no Issa. He held his Issa by Michal Shabbos. But just the Meister is no Issa Messiah. So Meir Mokon, if you have a guest to your house and you're giving other people drink and it's a question of Eva, you don't give him to drink, then the stomach, you can be Meikle then.
That's not Messiah.
Huh?
There's a difference in selling in your store where you can go to the next store and sitting by your house once you get a run.
So I'm saying the question of Eva could be, it's
Meikle.
Yeah, not Messiah, it could be Eva.
He took his problem.
Nikon not that.
Does the glass become...
1 second. Third.
Drink.
Third.
You have to touch the glass?
No, that not. Yeah, the tshuva, nyafi oima.
Dishwasher, though.
Huh?
So you can't put it in your dishwashers.
What,
That's the problem also the caterers don't understand.
What?
That even if they have a Shomer Shabbos pouring, and they do all that, they take the dishes and they put it in the dishwasher. That's yayin nesach mamash.
It's not bottle, but for sheish.
Okay, so you have to work with
the Bible,
you gotta make sure.
They don't right.
Pop that
all. Right, not Chuba. Chuba Yabiyaima. The third reason. Yabiyaima says like this. Yabiyaima says, Chesbez, your day is in the year of thyself. He says, the reason why we make go to give to Michal Shabbos to drink, because the same kind of sheep is, that how do you make Michal Shabbos? How do you know a person Michal Shabbos? If there are many places in the home, only Michal Shabbos has you. And how you commit to the chalasha, you have to be kabbal edus. When we also, the other person knows, you have to be kabbal bezin. Bezin has to serve, but you have to shemashim a bezin, bring him to the bezin, and pass him that he's Michal Shabbos. Who does that today? So maybe since he's not a real Michal Shabbos going to kamashitis, so maybe you can send the alcohol that there's no issa of giving wine to drink to a Michal Shabbos. Alright. We mentioned before, the Gemara about the Zohar, when she poured Gemara by the Zohar, the Flamma and Lao says, the Yayin Mevosho, there's no Issa Yayin Nesach. Why? Because once it's Mevosho, you're not Menashech Tav by the Zohar. And the Mechaba says, in Kuchav Gimel Siv Gimel, this is the Lashon Mechaba. Yayin Mevosho Shalano, Shenaga by Avid Kavim, Mutta. Yayin Mevosho, the Naga by Avid Kavim, that a guy touched, the din is, the Mechaba says, Mutta. When you cook it on a flame. What is the share of to become a bushel, to become a bushel? First we'll talk about wine, then we'll talk about grape juice. First of all, the share of a bushel is machlekes and heinzik apaisik, and what the share is. If you do it the tailor of hell, and that's how the chesish item accepted, is 190 degrees. Anything less than 190 degrees is not Sima Bushel. The way the Moshe has three children on this. In your day, days in Simenon days, he says, what's called Yayin Mevushel? If it's 100, the Chumah, he says, 175 degrees. And he gets Moshe, your day, Gimel, Simenon, Alf, he says, the Mikadin, it's 165. Now the tshuva forces the chumas on 175. But mikvah is 165. The tshuva says back to Rabbi Agassi on Hilchos Shabbos by Bishol, nice as Zion. And also it's quoted again in Igus Marsha, Chayachel Dal Simran Dal by Bishol like Gimel, which is the last tshuva, which probably is the most full hazach, 160 degrees. Now it's anything over 160 degrees, it's Sira Yan Mavosho. From the Shach Vaisais, like Ramosha. You look in the Shach over here, in the Sifkon Zayin, he says, Asichal Hekahesh, the Hainish is smiley, dosa, I did a sicha. It starts evaporating, not when it's bubbling. It starts evaporating. And 160 is the time they tell me, 160, that's the time when it starts evaporating. So Vaisa is in Shach, like Ramosha. That's what Moshe Gusev. And one of the Jews, I don't think it's even printed in Nikos Moshe, he brings out the Shach, that he says like this, they says like this. I spoke to people who have Shachas with wine, they told me like this. There's regular wine, it bottles the Amoshel. The ones who are Amoshel, they always cook it by 190 degrees. Berach 190 degrees, told me. 190 degrees. So Mela, it's a Moshel coin to Tzemel, or other coin to Moshe. That's by wine. However, by grape juice, there are three different types of grape juices that you find on the market. I'm talking about Kerem, I don't know about the other ones. Kerem, there are three types. There are some they cook at 190. So according to Smolusha Cholatev, Simon Moshe says, say them well. And glad if you look at the bottles, on those bottles it says Smolusha, because it's Yerit Cholatev. Then, there's some they cook less than 160. I think 145, 150, they don't go to 60. Those bottles say clearly it's not Mavushal, not to a Marisha, not to Terminal. The third time that they cook more than 160, and but less than 190. According to a Marisha, it's Mavushal, according to Terminal, it's not Mavushal. And on those bottles, it doesn't say anything. So the ones that are Kerem grape juice, the ones that say anything, don't say anything, those are cooked according to a Marisha, Mavushal according to a Marisha, and according to Terminal, not.
But you said they go below 160, 150.
There are three types, I told you. Three types of what makes it.
Says on the one that's below 150.
The one that says animal show. Below 160 says animal show.
Oh, animal
show. Animal show. The one over 190 says animal show. The one that's what you see that doesn't say anything. Okay? That's the pure they made up. So made up, those who are, those ones that are cooked, there's no shiloh of Mavosho. So let's say a person has Mishpacha coming over them, that family, the Han Shemitah mitzvahs. So be careful, you serve wine of grape juice, make sure it's a mushel. Or at chasnes, what do? They have Goyim pouring wine, it's only got the thin bottles. I'm told the thin bottles are all mushel.
Not all.
Huh?
Not
at least to make sure the Mashkiach, the Kerem. Alright, so there's some, so you have to make sure they're mushel. So you have Kiddush Shabbos, a problem with Mechala Shabbos. It's better to have Mavosho than to have any Mavosho. But they have these wine tasting things, they should only use wine taste on Mavosho.
No, here's the non-Mavosho wine.
Okay.
If he's
pouring himself a drink, that makes the whole bottle of the wine.
You're making Kiddush and you're putting it in different cups.
So yeah, but it's a question. He might pour himself a drink later. If you don't have that problem, then it's okay. If you do the pouring and give me out, you have no problem.
So he's going to hold
it. You have no problem. It's only my pouring. There's no problem there. However, it's not partial. It's not partial. This whole thing we mentioned, Yain Rosho, that it's okay today, it's not partial. Why? There's a Chuma, Micha Shleima, Shleima Zalman. In Chedakala, Micha Shleima, Chedal Simchopei. And that's I passed to the Dina. He says, the reason why Yain Moshe is not yet, doesn't come Yain Esach, and the Shem say, the reason is Moshe, because the Shtana Tanai. It doesn't taste the same. So if it doesn't taste the same, so Koi would not be Menasech Hit for Avay Dezara. However, the Mumbukum Amed, that people are not connoisseurs, some people are connoisseurs, they can tell you the difference. But anyone who's not a connoisseur can't tell the difference between Mavosho and Mavosho. So in Mela, there's no Heta on Mavosho. One reason. So in Mela, falls off this Heta. Now, it's the grape juice, doesn't make a difference if it's cooked or not cooked, all tastes the same. The wine all tastes the same. Second reason.
Who's not a connoisseur? The guy's not a connoisseur or the year?
Most people are not connoisseurs.
So the guy that in the case, the theoretical case, so,
he's not a connoisseur.
Yes, he wouldn't take.
Anyway, that's what he says. Another thing he says, if you look in the Taz, in Siman Kuchav Gimel, Sifkan Gimel, he brings on a rush and says another reason why Yain Moshe is okay. Why? Because
he's okay and not okay.
Why it's okay, Yain Moshe? Because why? Because Moshe is not Motzi Kokach. In those times, all their wines were all not Moshe. Amol Machzik Amol, someone had Yain Moshe, but it wasn't Motzi Kokach. So Milsu was Shriche Lekazer Abonim, as it says. So that's how I'm not trying today. Because if now I know what percentage, but it's a large percentage of Yain Moshe. So,
you're only making it Mavushal to get away from the answer.
That's not why they do it.
Yeah, sure.
They do it for everything. Okay. Whatever it is. So the Maestri, you get guided by Mavushal. It doesn't taste different. The Yain is therefore, since it's Matsumiyat, it's Vaneno. It's Mavushal. It's not Shaq, it's time by Yain Mavushal Mela. If a guy touches it, or more than Chal Shabbos, according to the sheet as we mentioned, it'll be Asa Yain Asa. That's all I'm trying. Let me finish. Same thing speaks out of Yashiv. Yashiv has two truths on it. In Kirk Shuvitz, Chelikalov, Simenayin Hei, Simenayin Bov. And also it's quoted, he has a whole Shuvah printed in the Shvus Yitzchak and in the Hilchos Pesach. He has the Shuvah over there also printed. And he writes that like this. He says, he's much more in a little more than Shlomo Zalman. He says, when it came to Yain Moshe, wasn't that they're mighty from the Gzeira? If Chal been going to Gzeira, because there's Milsa Shkiach. So now Shkiach, Zichar goes to Gzeira of Yain Esach. That's one thing he says. And he brings a raya from a Mechaba, Mechaba Fush and Mechaba. Mechaba says later on, Kukhov Gimel, and Siftes, he says, by Med, he says, Yikem Yimata Temet, Kol Shu Meshubach Lishtiyah. Why? When Machat Yain Gomer, it was Temet, what's kind of made? It looks like mamish. It tastes like wine.
It's made from honey.
And
it's made from honey.
It's made from honey. But it tastes like wine. So some is so afraid to be machal yain gomer. So you say that by tamid, so certainly by yain moshe, certainly you should say it. So mela, since it's not mishana time like the bishop, so mela, it's still there, it's chazal. So they hold the dina that you have these gracious ways of going around with bottles of wine and pouring out a chasna, and makes you not allowed to drink that wine, according to him. However, there's a tshuva in Mechitz Yitzchak, in Chelek Zayin Simon, Asamach Aleph, Aisalof. It says, even not in the Shtana Taimai, still the minute is to be Meiko. Since the Awans, the Shasek Zayin, they won't go down Yom Rosho. In fact, you do it to save yourself from Stam Yenim. You do it to prepare. Why do you cook the wines today? Like you said before, the group may make like, but so forth to prevent the Yain Esach. So mainly he says, to Bismanazah, all wines cooked, all grape juices cooked, has a dinner of Rosho, it doesn't come Yain Esach. And same thing speaks out of Moshe, in the Chuvus he mentioned before, and also, Yodei Chelgal Simen Nun, Yodei Chelgal Simen Beis, Ebenezer Chelgal Beis, Tzai Simen Kufches, and Yodei Chelgimu Simen Mal. He says, all these truths is clearly, that Yain Mavosho does not become Yain Esach. So you have Machlokes HaPoskim, you have the Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Yashiv says that all our cooked wines today, of cooked vegetables is dim, doesn't have dim, even some Rosho, but still comes Yain Esach. You have Yain Weiss, the Chizitz of the Ramayisha, and Del Meiko. The Meis says, it's a Shailim to Abonon, so someone wants to Shailim Chan Shittas and Mekilim, could be Shailim Chalako. I saw in Yad Yaina, from Abad Yosef and Chel Ches, Yodei Sin, Rabbi Shaz Vabi Yishin, Chatzki Yishin Machma, but the Yavet Mutter, Lamaisa, the Dina, since the Shaila Dina Rabbanan, you have two Gdani, you saw the Omeiko, and the Chasnas, I guess the reason why they have Goyim, it made them probably makes it fancy. Why did they do what I have for Goyim? Because, why are they going to serve? Why don't they let the people drink themselves wine? Why are they pour it?
It's fancy.
It's classy.
So,
what?
You use less wine.
What, the port?
Yeah.
They throw out the bottle afterwards anyway.
Who doesn't? The bottle. The boy points in the port.
No, it's classic.
It's like a face rest.
All right, whatever it is. Well, Maestro, you have, Maestro, you have what to be selling Chan Lahoko. Okay.
Any sheet goes are greater than 190?
No, I couldn't find anyone.
I thought there was a sheet to 12. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it.
Doesn't have to bubble or anything.
Huh?
Doesn't have to bubble at all.
All right. It's a cloth and chav. It says that the chav is in the shasir chav today. And the shach says, in the night of Gosser. The pashas, if you look without the shach, you'd say it's too far. The shach says the same.
190 has scholars receive.
Huh?
190 is a scholars receive.
Yeah, but the evaporation is 160. All right.
What temperature is pasteurization?
Huh?
What temperature is pasteurization?
I think it depends on what type of thing you
cooking. Is it Welch's grape juice used to be?
You know, when they make it concentrated, I spoke to Mashgiach on Friday in California. He told me that when they make the concentrated grape juice, they cook it at 2, some are 220, some are 240.
Wow.
They cook it, it's higher than 212 even. They cook it because to make it, they want pressure. It to evaporate.
It's under pressure.
All right, whatever it is, but it gets 220, 240, 220, 230. Cook them more to make the concentrates. That's what Kashi Zichron Rosh. It's a different machlekes. Can you use it for Kiddush? We're not going to it now. All right. Now we got to say all the halachas negeya. What's it? Mavosho, what's not to Mavosho, which is Motor Asa. Now what happens if you have a cleaning lady in your house and you go out? What's the halacha? You leave a cleaning lady, a non-Jewish clean lady, and according to some shittas we mentioned, even a clean lady who's not Shemir Shabbos. And you leave wine that's not Mavosho, or even wine is Mavosho according to some shittas. You leave it open. Does anyone come after if she touches the wine? First is the Ramah. Ramah says in Kuf Chav Tes, in Sif Aleph, the Ramah says clearly, V'chatchila v'iniach adam bebeisa yayin echemetz eitzai v'chav v'lulat. Klau, av'yad v'mutal. V'chatchila, you shouldn't have wine around when you have non-Jewish people there. So Ramah says clearly. So what you should do, you should either lock it up or make sure it's not around. But however the Mechavis says, v'niach ay v'chav, v'niach d'oshim b'diyavit. If a guy has a v'chanusay, if a guy yosh b'alvais yidua, if let's say you're not sure, if you leave wine in a store, he's talking about Chanus over here, and you're not sure, so the Ramah says, the Mechavis says that if there's a Mirsis, there's a Mirsis that the guy will come, then the dinner will see me, and he might fire me. So in such a case, there's a Mirsis, then the wine doesn't come out, sir. And Sandy speaks out the Shach and Sifkan Daladina. So Chatkila, to be like the holidays, what Ramah says, Chatkila, she do is take the wine and lock it up in a closet. So it won't come to touch it. But let's say if you don't do that, you leave your wine or grape juice in the refrigerator, or in Mokka Magula, so you leave it sometimes in a cabinet, you leave there all week, and the Bernays are not home for a while, Or the case where it's not Mises, and the Shash, the guy, the non-Jewish woman, or Machalos Shabbos, the woman, to drink it. So I asked Rav Moshe. I spoke to Rav Moshe once about it. He told me, if I asked him this answer, he said it's a good answer. I mentioned two answers to him. One answer I mentioned to him, if you remember the amount that's in the bowl, let's say you remember exactly where it was in the bowl, and you come back later, and you went outside for a few hours, and she knows you went out for a few hours. You know, if you're going to work, whatever it is, you know you're not going to come. There's no misses. If you remember the exact amount that was there, and you come back, you see the same amount, then you have Master Kreisa. And today, Rav Moshe told me, which is a shikshish, I don't find anyone say it, that we're not Kreisha shikshish. Today, going don't do shikshish, so maybe I don't have to worry about shikshish. That's one thing he told me. Shikshish means taking stir the wine. They don't do it today. One thing. Another answer I mentioned to him.
Does she shoot the bottle?
Huh?
They don't do it, he says.
Secondly, another eitzah, that if you put a simen, let's say I take a piece of scotch tape, and I put it on the mat, I put it by a place where the level of the wine that's in the bowl. It's an open bowl, and I put it, it's not full, so I put it at the levels there. I put it on a simen there. And then, the question is, can you, maybe it's a chashash, she drank, and she placed it with water. That's the estimation, maybe it's a chashash, she drank and placed it with water. So it says, that much enough to be Machzik Reisa, and that's enough. I put a simon on it, I remember the amount, then also, it's also okay.
You say without a simon is good, as long as you recognize where it was.
Or you put a simon, either or. How she knows it's a persimmon? You don't tell us a persimmon. Next thing, cleaning out. 1 second. What happens? She cleans the refrigerator. Let's say she shakes the crumbs, and you tell her, clean out the refrigerator. You have wine there, you have grape juice there. So she takes the bottles, and you put it down on the counter. It's a normal thing that's done. Then she cleans out the refrigerator. So it's a foolish mechaber. Mechaber says, we mentioned mechaber before already. Koko pay to test. And says in Ramah speaks on Kukhov Dal Sif Yuches. And Ramah speaks out again in Kukhov Ches Sif Dalet. That the wine doesn't come out from the tilt of a bath. He says, you move about one place to another. So only if he pours a drink, then it makes awesome. But Matalto, the wine, Mimakam Amakam, or the great Makam Amakam, the thing is, it doesn't become, the wine doesn't become awesome.
But you don't know really if she took it out. Huh? She's standing there. She takes it and puts it on.
But all this is, according to the Chabina Rav, all this is all mute, right?
Why?
Because if you look at it, it's gone. It's dead.
Yeah, if you're machmor like that. How many people are machmor like that? You're machmor like that?
No, I'm not asking.
The ones who machmor have to be careful. They have to lock it up somewhere. The one who's machmor, I understand that Kerem, all the workers in the company, all Shem Shabbos, they have to take Shem Shabbos. Shouldn't tell this to, they could be sued by the federal government for, you know,
discrimination.
But they make sure that all the workers that work in Kerem are all Shemitah Mitzvahs.
Yeah, but the minute you close the jewel, it becomes bottled.
Huh? No, if you buy in the case, if I close case. I imagine people are mocked with a kiddush, they buy it in cases. If you close cases, no problem.
Even if it's a mushel.
Even if it's a mushel. Doesn't matter. They're mocked with a pen.
Mushel not.
What? Mushel, if they're looking at the wine, doesn't say mushel not, mushel. It says yayin.
Yeah,
those who are makbir, I'm looking at it. I don't know if they're mako on the Vosho. If they're makbir, look, when the Nachan Ashit is not going to Shulchan Aruch, certainly they're makbir what the Vyashu Shlem Zam would say. That doesn't come Yai Nesach.
That's the same
Mechal
Shabbos.
What?
That's the same Mechal Shabbos.
Right, yeah.
So right. Clearly it doesn't clean out the refrigerator. She just opens the door and it's on the door.
That's like the Ach, Zichin, no problem. Right. Shiloh came up in Europe and America. Interesting Shiloh. I don't know if you're aware, most wine companies are owned by Goyim. Most wine, is it distillers, what are they called?
Wineries.
Wineries. Most wineries are owned by Goyim. And they want to sell, to wine, they want a big kosher, the Jewish market, so they want to make kosher wine there. So Shiloh is, were you allowed to give them a hechsher or not? And you give a hechsher in such a way, there won't be Yayin Esach. And all of them, and you make sure the wine is made or hyphen, that the guy doesn't touch it from time it's put into the vat. Is it called that right word, vat? How do you make it?
Press.
Into a press, whatever, the vat they put in, until it comes into the bottle, until it's bottled. They'll make sure the guy doesn't touch it. And according to Machmir by Moshe, or even those are machmir, going out to look at it to make sure it's not going in the whole factory. So they make sure that's 100% okay. Are you allowed, is that wine you allowed to use or not? So go to your company. Do the children have three? Have three is in your day, Simi Kufir Aleph. Once it says from Lashon and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, in your day, Simi Chav Gimel, it's all the cases the Shulchan Aruch talks about. But Yain, it says, Yain Shayiso, Shalaga by God. So Vice says that the wine has to be Shayiso. But Louis, sir, the wine belongs to a guy. Just as a Hashkoch on it, then, and the, even though he makes sure the guy doesn't come to touch it and so on, the thing is, he's mistaken if you're allowed to drink it. Let me finish. So it comes in the Kaddish, a big Kiddish. Kiddish Gadol. Have three. Pesach Tishrei. It says the Chiddush Gadol that just is a new issue, the Chiddush Nuisa. Just like the Chiddush of Yai Nessa, a guy touching it, as the Bishus Yisrael, Bishus Akum, the thing is, you know, even though it won't come Chal Mazah the guy, it's still awesome. Let me finish. However, the same person who asked the child to Hatzvi, the same person asked the child to Ramosha. Did the Chiddush of Ramosha, the Gosmosha, Yodei, Chedibesim, and Beis? He says, if you know Mitzchil Hatzvi, that shaykh, the person won't touch it. And the guy won't touch it. From the beginning until after it comes to Moshe, not until he holds it, Moshe is okay, until it's a Moshe, it's not called Yai Nesach. Partially, you have to pop a shkoch on it. Now I heard from the Mashgiach, I spoke to the Mashgiach Friday, who gives the works for OU, because he told me he does all the wineries of OU in California and New Zealand and Australia. That's his territory. So he told me that, thanks to Shai Koch, he's the one who gave me the name. I couldn't get a hold of Robert Herzog. He was somewhere out in the Tveria, the best over there. So,
Herb Shabbos,
go to Mikveh, and it's a good Mikveh. Okay. So anyway, so he writes there, and Shuvi says, you know, in Tchila Tzayf, the guy from Moshe writes, then there's no problem. It's not to the Yai Nesach. I was looking around, so anyone talks about the Har Tzvi, so I found in the OU has a publication.
What did the Har Tzvi say? You started to say what the Mashkiach said.
Oh, he told me, Mashkiach said, all these places, they're sure there's no going around. The Yid in there from the beginning to the end, they have no going around there. So, man, it's a quarter of Mashkiach, it's okay.
I don't understand that. If you go to the Kerem Winery, there's tours. Huh? Watch what they're doing.
Tours.
Yeah.
And there's Yid in there the whole time. That's what they tell me. Okay.
Tour people, the tourists?
Not two people. Two people can be quiet. No problem. They look at the wires. No problem.
I don't see it.
You don't see it probably. It's all in the machines anyway. I don't think they even see it. It's all in the machines.
Tasting.
What happened to the mission of the fire in Yenish Shalakim?
Huh?
Fire in Yenish Shalakim? Doesn't that refer to a Goli's factory?
Let me finish. Good kasha. Hi. So, in the Chayla Kess, in the Messiah from the OU publication, that someone wrote an article there. He didn't quote Ramash Shuva, he quotes Har Tzvi Shuva. So he wants to say Svar, even which I think is a lot of Svar, even the Har Tzvi is minor today. Har Tzvi was talking about a case, if you look in the Shuva, is that it's done by machinery. Today you put the grape in the machine, you don't touch it, it goes through all the machine from beginning to the end. It's all done by machinery. And at the end, it probably doesn't even see, it probably comes into the bowl, goes straight into the bowl, no? That's how it usually goes. From the time they make it to that, so if that's the case he was talking about, so the guy does that, so the man of the shadow of the Shusakim. But today, they have Yidin to nothing, they press the button, they do everything, Metzchila Atzoyf, it could be the Hatsui B'maida, that the Yid is there, Metzchila Atzoyf, that's called up, it's not said of the Shusakim, and therefore would be okay.
Who says this?
The person wrote an article, it's a glottis for him. Alright, we'll stop there. We have to finish off. I still want to talk about blended schnapps. We'll talk about.
Is the Heter Revusel even after it became Yai Nesach, or only if it was? No, it became Yai Nesach afterwards.
But next week you're doing Bishul Arkham, right?
No, next week I'm probably not doing Bishul Arkham. I'm doing probably Chol Arkham. And then the following week I'm doing Mistar and Pas Arkham, Bishul Arkham, and
Yai Nesach. And the company's commercial.
Commercial.
And one more.